special lady. But my things have changed since time's moved on. I'd give her my last dollar. Now all she'll do is holler. Oh, my life has become a country song. If a tree fell in the forest, she didn't hear it, would I still be wrong? I guess I should admit it, she ain't never gonna quit it. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long.
Man, I remember when her eyes used to be so blue and shiny. God, you ought to see what's happened to her hiney.
Her what?
Her hiney. Man, that thing is big enough to land a small plane on.
Small plane?
Tell him.
It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long.
You gotta love that song.
Got a lot of requests to replay that song. Do enjoy that. Hey, this is your host, Ray I. Welcome back, those that rode through the break with us. And I also like to welcome our listeners that are just tuning in. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors, brought to you by Midwest Outdoors. We're in Midwest Outdoors Studios. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is doing a series on every cover and inside the magazine and on the website in his own words. The first hunter, the first outdoor person in hunting that'll make the cover of Midwest Outdoors in his own words. Midwest Outdoors put together and asked me these questions in his own words. Of course, it's an honor and I'm flattered to be the first hunting person to be involved in this. Because of such a cool deal, and I wanted to share it with you and let you know what's going on, it's at MidwestOutdoors.com. We shot this on camera down the Missouri Ozarks off the 11 Point River at Falling Springs. So when I answer the question, you're going to hear the waterfall behind me in case you're wondering what those sounds are. But let's get back to this question and answer thing in his own words. Okay, the first question, in your own words, you really grew up out in the country. Can you give us a clear picture of what life was like when you were a kid? Describe the house you grew up in, the countryside around it. Let's go back to your roots of your love of the outdoors and where it all started for you. What are your earliest memories that led you to the passion of hunting? All right, here we go.
Growing up as a small boy, I had a wonderful childhood. I lived with a loving family, two-parent family, wonderful grandparents, walls on my mother's side and eyes on my dad's side. What I remember most about where we lived was the big front porch with the deep wooden chairs. And the porch swing. I remember being on the porch swing with my grandpa and grandma Wall. I remember the light fixtures were just a cord that came down with a light bulb in it. When I was a little bitty boy, we had a hand pump for water on the sink and a pump outside. And later on, they attached a bathroom, and we finally had inside water. But we had lots of hills and creeks, and growing up as a kid, I explored those. I built little forts in the woods. I watched crows. I listened, chased rabbits. We used to bale hay, and when they'd cut the hay, the rabbits would run, and we as kids would run and chase them. The house was two-story with the big porch on the front and had outbuildings down the lane. The cows would come up the lane in the morning. You'd be in a big two-poster bed and hear the cows coming up the lane. And then when we go to Grandpa I's, they still had kerosene lamps. Outside toilet, inside pump at the sink. Grandma cooked on a wood stove all the way up until the early 60s. And at night, you had a little metal pot that went under your bed. A pea pot under your bed for in the middle of the night nature call. Lots of wild, beautiful country back then, before all the logging was done. We did every type of hunting. We did squirrel hunting, deer hunting, quail hunting was big. And also, we did rabbit hunting, but I remember being so little, my dad carried me on his shoulders into the duck blind to hunt ducks and carried me on his shoulders back out. I remember being in an old Model A Ford with my great uncle and going back into the fields in the back into the marshes to hunt ducks. Just a little kid sitting in the front seat with them in that old vehicle. Cool stuff, lots of fun, great times. Hunting was a way of life. Everybody hunted and it was a big deal, but when it was hunting camp and hunting season, it was a family event. And family and close friends. They ran hounds when I was a kid, and you'd have a big fire and a cookout and listen to the hounds. And we had big squirrel camps. We went fishing. And when I got older, like in my teens, first in high school, and for a week and just camp, fish, gig frogs, squirrel hunt with dogs. And between my grandpa's farm, I, and my grandma Wall's farm and where we lived, I had a great upbringing in the outdoors, just a wonderful upbringing. And always around hunting, always there was always a, be a little boy and get ready to go to school bus and there'd be a bunch of quail on the sink they're getting ready to clean. Squirrel season, hickory nuts cutting, we'd go do that. My grandma was a school teacher. I went to school with her. We'd ride to school with her. This was in the late 50s. But I remember great memories back in those days. The meals, the big family meals, that was a big deal. The family ate together on, at the big table, had big meals. It was a great time.
The second one, how did you think about hunting when you were growing up? Was hunting mainly a way to get something to eat, or were you mainly drawn to it because of the thrill of getting close to wild animals? In other words, when you were a kid, was hunting immediately a passion, or did that aspect of it grow on you over time?
Hunting was a way of life when I grew up. I grew a passion from hunting, from being around it. Everyone I knew, all my family, friends, neighbors, everybody hunted. And it wasn't just getting close to wildlife. We always seen wildlife. I can tell you a quick story. In the 1960s, after we moved from the big house with the porch closer to St. Louis in Hillsboro, which was still pretty well out there, we didn't stay there long. We moved back to Ironton. But anyway, I went down to the grandpa's farm for a weekend, and we were driving a 56 Chevrolet, and a flock of turkeys flew up over, a group of turkeys come across the road, and part of that flock flew up over the hood, and my mother screamed, and I never forgot that. So I picked wildflowers that weekend, and I took them to my teacher on Monday, and we got up in front of the class. I was in the third or fourth grade, I don't remember. And I told him I saw wild turkeys, and she took me out in the hall and told me that I shouldn't lie to the class that wild turkeys were extinct. But with my upbringing, with my all my relation, my dad took me hunting since I could remember, and took me deer hunting, took me squirrel hunting, took me duck hunting. We even hunted geese on some of the lakes down there. And so I was always around hunting. Everybody I knew hunted it, and it was a big deal. And I got to tell you, when I was about 15, I killed a deer. And it really made me think what this was all about when I killed a deer. And for a big Christmas dinner, they served the deer that I killed. I fed the family. What a feeling that was. And I also got that with a turkey. A Thanksgiving dinner with a turkey that I killed. Wow. That's all part of hunting for me, too. I cannot even express the feeling I had on both of those. My first deer and a turkey. When the family, my entire family, sat down at the big long table. And I provided the meat for that meal. That's hunting. And my passion from hunting came from my dad, my grandpa, and the time I spent in the outdoors. And where I grew up, I wouldn't trade it for anything. To be out in the hills, the creeks, the rivers, the lakes that I was able to enjoy as a kid growing up. I went out when I was a little boy, when we got out of school, and I got home, I'd go off that porch at daylight and I wouldn't come back till dark. Every day. I'm always doing something. And then when I started hunting, got a little older where I could hunt, I'd do the same thing in hunting. I'd skip school to go hunting. I'd hunt squirrels. I'd go to the school bus, have my gun hid, and then not get to the school bus and take my gun and go squirrel hunting. And then come back home when it's time for the school bus. I got caught. But, yeah, I grew a passion for hunting from the family that I grew up in, where I lived. All that evolved to make hunting what it is to me. And I haven't lost that passion or that fire. I love hunting. I love the outdoors. And I learned growing up that it was so much more than just killing an animal. But it was important. The important part was to feed. And I can remember when my grandpa would give me two shells and his old gun and say, I'd go get two squirrels, and you better bring back two squirrels. We did it all. Great times, great life, great growing up. So that's kind of how it was when I grew up. What a great time with the family meals, the church, go to church on Sunday. There were several times I rode on a horse and wagon over the mountain to the church, and then they have a big Sunday dinner outside. All that is part, and then, you know, that afternoon, we're out hunting. I mean, that's all part of it. The fish gigging, the fishing, the river floating, the trapping, all part of my life growing up. To build, you know, what I am today and how I hunt today, I learned so much as a kid being around great hunters and fishermen. And then the time that I spent out there helped me be successful in what I do today. And I'm just really happy that I can share that with other people and take these kids hunting and bring new hunters in. And who would have ever believed in a lifetime that I would grow up from my childhood and be on main stages all over the United States, teaching turkey hunting, deer hunting, be on television, on all the networks, have my own radio show. Who would have ever thought? So I'm very fortunate and very blessed, and I'm very happy with my life, and especially I wouldn't trade how I grew up for anything.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? That's not all of it. That's just a small sample from Midwest Outdoors, in his own words. With that, we need to take a break, and we're going to see y'all on the other side, baby.